How important is general aviation to a state like South Dakota?
General aviation is extremely important to a state like South Dakota because, first of all, you have a lot of rural areas throughout the state. And, you know, it's also a huge job and economic driver. And it's a connector. It's a connector for businesses that need to get to different markets or to reach customers or for farmers that have to use general aviation for aerial application or surveying or crop protection. And it's important to connect communities to medical care or firefighting or law enforcement or whatever other services and resources that they may need. It's kind of an, I would say, a lesser known form of aviation unless your life is directly touched by it. But in terms of the indirect impact, it affects many people's lives in ways that they may not even necessarily be aware of.
Okay, how would you describe the difference between commercial aviation and general aviation?
Sure. So general aviation is all unscheduled non-military aviation. So it may be a company that has their own aircraft that uses that to get around the state or around the country. It could be a hospital that has their own medevac or, you know, a medical care facility that uses their own airplane to transport organs or blood or anything like that. It could be a flight school and their operations. Disaster relief, as I said, the firefighting that takes place. So really any of that unscheduled, non-commercial, and non-military aviation is characterized as general aviation.
So again, you bring up the fact that, you know, we mostly think of commercial aviation when we think of aviation, but yet this is sort of like the unsung heroes of aviation.
It is. It's what we have found, and one of the reasons that we formed several years back is just because there really was this lack of awareness about how important general aviation is. In fact, it even goes to the extent that sometimes people just think of it as more wealthy individuals who may own their own aircraft or, you know, big corporations. And that's such a tiny, tiny percentage of what general aviation encompasses. And also, there was really a lack of awareness about how much economic activity depends on general aviation. If you take South Dakota there alone, you have about 72 public-use airports, and the vast majority of those are served by general aviation. And, you know, aviation as a whole supports over 7,000 jobs there. But general aviation, you know, just that unscheduled, non-commercial, non-military aviation, contributes about $300 million to the state's economy, according to our last figures.
Great. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think just two things. You know, first, I think that the fact that there is kind of still a lack of awareness out there about the value of general aviation, I think that's why it's so important that Governor Dugard did declare June to be General Aviation Appreciation Month. So we really appreciate the governor's actions in doing that. And also, just if anyone is interested in kind of finding out any more about the economic or any other impact of general aviation, they can find that information on our website. It's aviationacrossamerica.org. If you put your cursor over any state in the country, it has the specific economic data for that particular state.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful. I appreciate your time.